The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Thursday, November 11th. Happy, I don't know if happy is the right word, but it is Veterans Day. We want to give a big time shout out from the entire crew at Sportsline and the Early Edge to all of those veterans out there who have done so much in their lives for us, for this country. And we thank you for everything that you do. Now, I worked a lot with the military in my day in the WWE and at ESPN. And the one thing they love is sports. And that's exactly why we are here. We are the sports betting show of record. Now, coming off yesterday, another ho-hum day. We had a solid day on the show, and then we started a brand new segment called The Underdog, and Northwestern State did not hit, and North Florida, getting 16.5. They lose by 18. So close, but we will continue to do it every single day. Follow us at Sportsline. We will give you an under and a dog that we love every single day of the college basketball season. All right, a little more housekeeping as well, but first, let's bring in the stars of the show, because today, as the week 10 kicks off in the NFL, I brought in my heavy hitters right below me. You know the man. We call him M Squared, Mikey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. It's going to be a nice Thursday. Happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. Love the slate tonight. It's short, but there's a game that I love and got some afternoon tennis and soccer. It's just a beautiful day.
That just sounds like heaven in the world of M Squared, if I ever heard one. Now, she is an absolute savage on the ice, Alabama. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning. Happy to have a nice big NHL slate to work with today.
And I love that you have such a big NHL slate to work with. Can't wait for your pick on the show. Right next to me, he does it all. He's the producer to the stars, always on the ones and twos. And talent extraordinaire, AB. Good morning.
Good morning, coach. Happy Veterans Day. Happy belated birthday to our great United States Marines. And Ball State, you ruined the AB3 parlay last night, so we're mad at you. But yeah, good to see everybody.
Furious. I took them on the money line as well in an individual bet. You can't stop Northern Illinois one time? Come on. Maestro, I saw you last night. I was looking at the football game on my CBS Sports app, and who pops up in his jacket looking all nice and fresh? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, got back on HQ making NBA and college hoops picks. Some were good, some were not so good. But all in all, a good night on Sportsline. We got a great crew. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Now, little housekeeping before we get started. We have a lot in your feed right now. You need to follow our YouTube channel. If you're watching us right now, you're here. Hit that subscribe button. It's free of charge. You get all the content that's in your feed. Right now, live in your feed, our Week 10 NFL Mega Preview, our college preview with AB and the boys, our MMA preview that I taped yesterday with Andrew Gambas, big week in Bellator and the UFC. And then, of course, tonight, Early Edge Live, counting down to Thursday Night Football. We kick off at 7:20 Eastern Time. All that right here. And then tomorrow, our NFL prop special at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Is that enough for you? I think that it is. Let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And tonight, a light slate in the NBA, but some very important information. Mikey, the floor is yours.
Yeah, just three games in the league tonight, but all three of the road teams are on a back-to-back, including the Miami Heat, who is on a back-to-back with the third game in 4 days. So that's going to be the Raptors, Pacers, and Miami Heat all on a back-to-back. The home teams, the Jazz, the Clippers, both rested. And then the Sixers, it's their third game in 4 days, but still more rested as they're not coming off the back-to-back.
All right. Very good. Keep that in mind. We will continue to update you every day with rest and things like that, because sometimes when you're just a viewer and a fan at home, you don't always pay attention to those very important nuggets. All right. Let's get back to the NFL now. AB, I know you got something on the consistent inconsistency of teams in the NFL. What do you got?
Yes, sir. So, you know, in the NFL and college football this season, it's been incredibly difficult to find consistencies in the betting market. But I want all bettors to know that the Indianapolis Colts are your team for consistency. Check this out. They've scored 30 plus points in four straight games. The over is 5-1 in its last six. Carson Wentz, he's thrown multiple TD passes in six straight games. Jonathan Taylor has 100 plus rushing yards in six straight games. And Jonathan Taylor has a rushing TD in six straight games. So if you're looking for a team and trends that have been showing up and have been consistent, look no further than the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. I would never have guessed on probably every single one of those numbers. I never would have guessed that. By the way, Aaron in the chat says, I miss Martin Green this week. Don't worry. We got a little something for you here on the show. Just stay tuned. All right. But I got to come over to the Maestro now because the NFL, you're looking at a certain team that happens to be playing tonight. What do you got?
Well, Maddie Severance has a nice pick. Piece up on Sportsline today about tonight's matchup, Ravens and Dolphins. John Harbaugh, 9-0 against the spread against the Dolphins. The average score in those games, 32-11. And I saw Maiden Focus pointed out in the chat, the last three have been massacres, 137-16. Not only that, Lamar Jackson on short rest, 9-0 straight up, 7-1-1 against the spread. It looks like it will be Jacoby Brissett, according to Matt. I mean, they said Tua would not have been available on Tuesday. That's what Brian Flores said. Are they going to risk it tonight? Not making too much of a difference to the line or to the props. Brissett threw it 43 times last week in a game that was kind of a neutral situation game. They were not trailing and he threw it 43 times. But anyway, more coming up on that game in a bit.
Oh, I love that a lot. Quickly, because this is what we do on our prop show every single Friday. Mikey, quickly, I'm going to come to you. Over 235 passing yards for Lamar Jackson. 235.5. No juice from James. Your quick thought on that.
I wish I could give you a thought, but I haven't run a single number for the game yet, unfortunately. Okay. I'm too busy during this time of year. Football is it's everyone else's highest priority, but it's not my highest priority, unfortunately.
You never have to apologize to me ever. Not that you did, but you never have to because you're the man and you know that's how I think about you. All right. Now let's get into our board for the day. One play from Sportsline. If you're not a Sportsline member yet, what in the world are you doing? I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code Edge. I'm going to give you 30 days for free. You have all the simulations, all the analysis, all the cappers for one very low price of free for 30 days. So here's what we're going to do. Saturday. It's all about beating the number. We're going to go Syracuse -3 at Louisville. Yes. Jeff Hockman. This is from him. You talk about selective. He is 10-2 this year in college football. You heard that right. 10-2. Only 12 plays. He's very, very selective and he's winning over 85%, whatever that is, of his picks. We're going to go Syracuse -3. Noon Eastern kick on Saturday. All right. Now let's get to my cappers. And she is going to go first today. We like to call her Alabama because she's a big Alabama fan, but she is our hockey guru. Allie, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so today I have the Islanders -135 on the money line versus the New Jersey Devils. They've been playing a lot better hockey lately, especially considering how bad they were on the road last year. And right now they're averaging 2.7 goals per game when last season they actually only averaged like 2 goals a game on the road. And then one of the teams they were actually able to beat last season was the Devils, and they were 3-1 when playing in New Jersey last season. Sorokin, his first two starts of the season could have been a little bit better, but in his last 7 games since then, he has like a 1.15 GAA. And then Blackwood, probably for New Jersey. This is only his third start since he's returned from the IL at the beginning of the season. In those two starts, he has a 3.00 GAA. So I definitely think that the Islanders are going to be able to pull out the win against the Devils today, considering that they've been playing a lot better. And the Devils, I think, they're a little better than I anticipated, but I do think that they're not as good for long-term for the rest of the season.
I love that. Your model has been very, very consistent here early on in the season. So we'll lock in the Islanders at -135. Allie, thank you very much. All right. Whenever he's on the show, this is one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. It really, really is. Somebody in the chat said, I would bet on the sun coming up if Mikey told me to. That's how much they love this guy. Now, M Square, you know the drill. Son! AB, this is how you do it. Give it to me.
All right, let's go back to the NBA, find another high situation spot here. Just like last night with the Kings and the Spurs, we're going to pick on the Miami Heat here. They're playing their third game in 4 days, which also happens to be the second end of a back-to-back. Jimmy Butler is questionable. He left the game last night with an ankle injury, did not return. They had three players questionable in this game, in last night's game. They're taking on a Clippers team that is well-rested, one day off, but in the middle of a six-game homestand. This Miami Heat team has to travel to Utah still on Saturday night, so my guess is that they're going to let Butler heal a little bit, make sure he's good to go for that game. But I make a minus 5.1 in the simulations. I grabbed him at three. You can still get him at 3.5 in the market. I would play it all the way up to five in this one, as I think it's a spot where the Clippers can run away from it. There's a big contrast in styles here. Miami is dead last in pace of play at 94.5 possessions a game. The Clippers are top five team in pace. That's exactly what we want when you've got a tired team that just played last night. We want them playing at an elevated pace. So this is a great spot for the Clippers.
I love the way the Clippers are playing right now. Out here in LA, they're one of our local teams. So we get every single game. We get the pregame shows, the postgame shows. This team has really good attitude also, which means they really want to play every single night. I love this play from Mikey. All right. AB came, and he came strong today. I'm going to sit back and just let the man just give every pick he's got. AB, what do you have?
Yeah, Coach, this is going to feel like one of those prop stars moments here. Also, shout out to the chat. Somebody just asked, what's the juice on the sun coming up? Like, the chat, you guys are the funniest people in all of this. Like, you guys crack me up. All right. So first off, we're going to go with the Rams minus four against the San Francisco 49ers. Look, San Francisco's lost eight straight at home. They're 1-8 against the spread at home in their last nine. And Sean McVay, 70% against the spread after a loss. Next game, Saints Titans under 44.5. I know when people look at both of these teams, they think offense, but actually both of these teams are led by their defenses. And I think that both of these teams are due for a very flat spot. Titans 75% to the under at home, Saints 75% to the under on the road. We're going to go the Patriots minus two against the Browns. New England has won and covered three straight. And in that span, boasts a plus 62 point differential coupled with a plus five turnover differential. And if you're looking at a Browns team that has issues running the football, nobody is better in the NFL than Bill Belichick at focusing on the other item that you can only do. And the Patriots have scored 24 plus points in five straight games. Next, we're going to go Seahawks, Packers under 49.5. Look, you've got both quarterbacks coming off games and weeks that they haven't played. There's going to be weather in the situation. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring. Chiefs, Raiders over 51.5. Yes, I know both of these offenses haven't looked great, especially Kansas City, but I think the Chiefs are kind of somewhat putting something together here, and both teams desperately need this division win, and they know the only way to do it is putting up points, plus watch their secondaries get hit with DPIs and short fields. Last, Bills minus 12.5. Yes, I know that their offenses look terrible over the last 2 weeks. New York is allowing 36.2 points per game to opponents since week four, the most yards in the NFL per game at 408, and the fourth most passing yards per game with 275. And the good thing is that over the last two, Buffalo's defense is only averaging giving up 10 points per game.
Very, very interesting. I feel like there's a sports line showdown in there somewhere. I just don't quite know what it is. And I also feel like focus is a little bit of an issue this morning because we have Kelsey, who is, you know, is our girl. And she's commenting on the fact that you shaved. The bosses are like, he shaved? Instead of focusing on your picks, your exterior is becoming a topic of conversation, AB.
It is. It is. And I wish it was for, you know, how attractive, you know, of a person that I am. But yeah, I don't think that's the conversation here. So yeah.
And then look what numbers it is. So great. We love all of you in the chat so much. You make this so much fun for us to do every single day. All right. You know, he is our anchor. He is our heartbeat. He is the maestro. You're up.
Look at Mike participating in the chat even while on the show. I have a couple of props for tonight. I'm focusing on the tight ends in this game. I posted this one on Twitter yesterday. The Dolphins tight end, Durham Smythe, 6'6", 260-pounder, fourth year out of Notre Dame. He's not Gesicki. He's not Shaheen, but they play a lot of two tight end sets. In fact, he played 45 snaps last week against Houston, 2 catches, 27 yards. And like I said, Brissett threw the ball 43 times. So we just need one catch to get over this number. In all likelihood, he's averaging 11 yards a catch. He's caught 15 of his 20 targets. And the Ravens give up the most receiving yards to tight ends in the league, 73 yards per game, two tight ends. Durham Smythe, over 8.5. I'll still play it up to 10.5. I've seen 9.5 today on Caesars and 10.5 elsewhere. On the other side, Mark Andrews, 10 targets last week, drops a 30-yard touchdown. I think he wants to make up for that. He only finished with 44 yards, but I think he can get 50 yards. His number is 49.5. The Dolphins are bottom four in yards per attempt given up to tight ends. In fact, whenever Andrews has faced a team that's in the bottom 10 of yards per attempt, he has gone over this number. And who targets the middle of the field more than any other quarterback in the league? It's Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I love those two picks. By the way, Maestro, Houston in the chat said, I can't wait for the mid-major Maestro picks this year. Going to be sweating out the Tennessee Martin pick or whatever. Oh, I can't wait for that in the doldrums of January 22nd. Here comes the Maestro with Knoxville, Tennessee on his mind. By the way, I made a mistake. Not shocking. It happens all the time. I said Syracuse -3. It's actually Syracuse +3, and I apologize for that. All right. We are up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencils. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. Alabama, she's on the Islanders, -135 on the ice tonight. M squared, one play so far. As always, follow him on social media. Clippers, -3.5. He played all the way up to 5. Then AB, several plays today, all of them from the NFL. Rams, -4. Saints, Titans, under. Patriots, Seahawks, Packers under, Chiefs, Raiders over, and the Bills laying that big number of 12.5. Then the Maestro, two plays so far. Durham Smythe over 8.5 receiving yards. Mark Andrews over 49.5 receiving yards. Don't forget tonight on Early Edge Live at 7:20 Eastern time, we take a look at any and all props that you could possibly want. We just go rapid fire. So anything you need, tune in live tonight. You also could win some stuff, too. It's kind of a fun hour all the time. Then one play from the side. Again, Syracuse is +3. Then the gym today. Very, very nice. 352. We're going to go Portugal. Three-way money line. Spain, Greece, both teams to score. And Brazil, Colombia, under 2.5. These are all World Cup qualifiers. These are all courtesy of Martin Green. You can get all of his soccer picks if you are a Sports Line member. And he has been an absolute, what's the word for it? Cash register this year, because we have been hanging out at the pay window just waiting for these soccer games to finish up. And we believe today will be no different, thanks to the jeweler as well. All right. What a fun day. Every day we have a good time, and we do it because we love hanging out with you. 7:20 Eastern tonight. We'll be back with Early Edge Live as week 10 of the NFL gets started. You've got your marching orders. See, I got you there. I got you. Thought I was, let's take all these tickets straight to the pay window. Now, for my entire team, M squared, Alabama, the Maestro, AB, the jeweler, our entire team, the bosses. Sometimes you got a little change it up. And that's what we're doing today. Don't let the grind get to you. Shake it off. Shake it off. Let's go. Tell your friends there's only one sports betting brand you even need to worry about. Plus, we have a lot of fun, too. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.